Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's going on?
You know, not much, man. Just living the dream over here. We had a good episode, I feel like, you know, yesterday.
Nah, they're all good to me. Like, well, not all of them, but.
Remember that one time we recorded that bomb episode, and, like, we just really went all in, and it was, like, almost 2 hours long, and then.
It was the best episode of all time, and some dumbass forgot to plug in the soundboard.
I still haven't forgiven myself for that.
I was pissed.
Yeah, that was not my finest moment.
No, I'll never let you live that one down.
Yeah, that's why we needed Logan. If Logan had been with us, that wouldn't have happened.
Probably right.
Yeah, because he's the tech guy.
Get your butt on here, Logan.
I remember when we got all this equipment, Logan's like, came over to test it out, and just, we did a podcast, and he just sat there.
He sat there and watched. I couldn't have done that. No. One of a kind.
So we previewed, you know, last week on the last episode yesterday. We're going to get into some picks and everything and preview the weekend. But we have a new segment that we're going to start. Working title.
I have no idea what I want to call it.
So this is Brady's moment right now.
It's just something in football that I've seen. That I'm either going to air a grievance out about it or I'm going to praise it. Like, you never know what the mood's going to be.
So send us in your suggestions on what we should name this segment.
Please.
At Air Raid Sports. Floor is yours, man. Air it out.
All right. So one thing from watching college football that really pisses me off is inside the 5-yard line, goal line offense. I literally don't understand it. Why? Are we still in the shotgun trying to spread people out with three receivers and running back, running power zone up the middle? Like, why? Can you help me understand this? Why? Because you sit there and watch, you spread everybody out. You have three, four, six, however many you want. The only good play out of it is the tight end or the rub route. Those are the only two plays that work out of it consistently that you can go to. But any other time, they're going to press you up on the outside. They're going to play press man on the outside and force you in. They're going to hold outside leverage. They're going to force you in because the backers and Razor, Laser, Star, whatever you want to call it, they're going to have their eyes in the backfield. They see the ball pulled back for a pass. They're just sinking back. So they have the middle of the field. They have the middle of the field. Corners are playing the outside. It doesn't work. They're stacking the box. If you run it, you're outnumbered. If you throw it, the backers are sucking back, and you have a goal line rub route or something else. It's stupid. Go heavy. Bring in an extra offensive lineman. Bring two tight ends in if you have good blocking tight ends. Bring a linebacker in. Defense line. I don't care. Bring somebody in because they're just stacking the line. You run it, it's not going to work.
Yeah, I've always thought that if you just take snaps from the shotgun, you really limit yourself on some things.
Yes, and a goal line, you have no room to operate. Bring the big guys in. So then if you want to run it, you got a hat on a hat, and we're getting through there trying to create a hole. And you can do so much off of that. You get in heavy, what's everybody's thinking? We got to bear down and get in the backfield right here and get a push. Then all you got to do is pull that thing out, little block and release from your tight end.
Little drag route.
Sling your fullback out in the flat, something like that. And the most efficient goal line play that you never see in college, get in there and go heavy and show that on film. And then all you got to do is just pull it and bootleg out the back. A la Peyton Manning in Dallas that one time, you can be slow as Christmas and you will walk into the end zone.
Yeah, but that's something that, like, that's an ace in your back pocket. You really pick.
You hold it, but, like, everybody's sucking down into the middle. Like, you can get it. Like, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and I think, like,
nobody has a package for it anymore.
Yeah, you remember when Ole Miss was really, like, just awful with Phil Longo in the red zone? And I always said, like, I just don't understand. Like, just go under center and run the ball. Like, there's no point in running the football like that from the shotgun. Look at the Broncos last night. Do you see all that on the goal line?
I couldn't score. spread it out, couldn't score. Like, they were getting push up front. They got more than you do when you decide to run it. You pull it back. They're playing outside contain, taking the fade away, forcing you to the boundary. And if you come inside, the backers are just sinking back. Like, there's not a lot of room for success. Whereas if you go heavy, I personally feel like you have more opportunity to score.
Yeah.
There's more wrinkles you can throw in that to force people off of it out of one simple formation. And then you can just get in the huddle and go, hey, guys, we're going to the end zone. If they're mad enough to stop us, so be it. Wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying and what people need to understand is you're not saying necessarily like first and goal from the 10. You're talking like we're inside the 2-yard line.
Inside the 5.
Yeah.
Like, you're getting down 3 and in. Like, it's time to go heavy. We're going big man football. Who wants it more? Like, because if you're running the ball out of the shotgun anyway, you might as well get a hat on a hat and go.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
And the only way that I can see something like this being successful as far as shotgun, Florida used to have this package with Tebow, and it was literally a heavy package.
Yeah. Right, but you're bringing guys in to block.
And then you have Tim Tebow, who's literally about to run a QB power or the jump pass that we saw.
You have options out of it.
But even when he runs the football, guess what? Now it's 11 on 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, theoretically, he only has to beat one man.
And I've only seen one team this year in recent that I can remember do it, and that was UCF this week when they got down on the goal line, but they stuck their back there.
Arkansas has one with KJ.
Yeah. But you have to have a quarterback like that to do that, where you have to respect the run, you know?
Yeah.
Get under center and go power.
Yeah.
Like, but
I agree.
That just grinds my – I don't get it.
You know what makes me so mad?
That.
Dude, what's one – dude, my two biggest pet peeves, wet socks and just crappy goal line red zone play calling. I've always said that.
It's bad. Everybody's doing the same thing right now, and it's not working.
Yeah.
But that's my grievance this week.
But, dude, thanks for airing it out. I agree with it. Think you have a very strong point. Anybody out there, any coaches that are wanting to revamp the red zone offense, give us a call. We'll cut you a deal, 20% off. We'll come in there and teach it for you.
Poor, man. Just poor.
All right, man. So let's get into some picks. Not a lot of like still, we have some Power 5 matchups, but they're not very great.
Still early in the season, waiting to get into conference play where you really find out who's who.
All right, before we get into that though, I didn't put it down.
I was 10-10. You're 14-6. I don't know.
14-6 last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was all of my losses were like, with the exception of UCF, like 2+ possessions. All of your losses, with the exception of Central Michigan and
overtime, just did not go my way.
Yeah, one loss possession, right. Like just one possession games.
I can eat that. It's still early figuring out who's who. All right. I'll go with it, but this is a tough week to swallow.
All right, first up, we got Western Kentucky at Indiana. Indiana is a 6.5-point favorite. I know Western Kentucky in this game last year should have won the game. Different offensive coordinator, different quarterback. Indiana doesn't look great.
No, they don't.
So who are you taking in this one?
Dayton Wade, if you don't know who that is, Ole Miss wide receiver, transfer from Western Kentucky. One of the best press conferences you can watch. If I'm flipping through YouTube and he has a presser that week, I'm 100% watching it. So, strictly because of that, I'm going Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I think for me, this game's kind of like tossing up almost. I'm going to go Indiana. I think Tom Allen's going to, you know, his guys are going to find a way to win. They do not look great.
Yeah, I expect to lose this one, but we'll see how it goes.
All right, next up, we got Cal at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's 10.5-point favorites at home. Do you think Marcus Freeman is going to get his first win this week?
I do. I think they finally break through and he gets his first win as head coach. It's got to happen at some point. Like,
I mean, it doesn't have to.
It's got to happen. It's going to happen at some point. Might as well be this week. Like,
yeah, I'm going to go.
If losing to Marshall didn't get their attention, like, if they come out this week and lay an egg, they're dead.
Lou Holtz is doing more than writing a letter to him.
Yeah, he's walking through the front door saying,
I'll do this.
I can't do a Lou Holtz, but hey, Marcus, like, hit the door. I'll finish the year out.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Notre Dame in this one. I think he's going to get his first win. I'm a big Wilcox fan at Cal.
You are.
But I think that offensively, he's kind of recruiting-wise, he doesn't really – he doesn't open the offense up enough.
It's hard to recruit at Cal anyway.
But they're always getting four-star quarterbacks that just don't pan out. So at some point you have to think like that's his fault.
Yeah, everybody wants to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Or Jared Goff.
All right, next up we got BYU at Oregon. Oregon is 3.5-point favorites in this game. Should be a pretty good matchup. Who are you taking?
Give me the Mormons.
Hey, dude.
I'm usually not a big believer, but they had a ton of injuries this week and they pulled it out against Baylor. They're a good football team.
Yeah, I'm going BYU as well. I do like them. I thought that the game against Baylor was kind of what I figured it would be. And the reason I picked BYU last week is because I was like,
Kick a field goal, they win it in regulation.
The ball's just going to bounce their way one or two more times than it should. And that's exactly what happened.
It did.
So
that's 100% what happened. Kept me up till 1:30 watching the end of that dang game.
Dude, man, I tell you what, Marley said something to me, and I was like, "Football's still on. Like, what are you talking about? You know?" And she's just like, "There's just no way." I'm like, "Man,
she'll learn."
Me and Brady Scott, back when I used to live in that apartment, it's like we would wake up. You know, I'd cook lunch. We'd watch game day. We'd start watching all the games. We'd go to the game. We'd come home. And immediately when we get home,
it's football till you can't stay awake anymore.
We would go to the clubhouse and play shuffleboard and watch Pac-12 after dark till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, great times.
Like, I couldn't do that now.
Oh, I 100% could still go.
I couldn't. Like, I do.
You could go.
I'm about to fall asleep right now.
You could go.
All right, next up we got Florida State at Louisville. Florida State's 2.5-point favorites. Who are you taking in this one?
Give me Florida State.
Yeah.
I like Jordan Travis and the boys to come in and do it. Find out what they're made of, I think. Can they repeat and prove that they can be a consistent football team?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I know Louisville beat UCF, and I figured UCF would win that game. But they still don't – I don't know what it is. I just don't think that – they're going to win this game. I don't think they're an awful football team by any means.
I think Florida State's defense is too much for them.
Yeah, and I think Florida State has something to prove this year. Yeah.
Third year of the system under Norvell, too. So his guys are in there now. Now you can start evaluating Mike Norvell on what he's going to be at Florida State.
All right, so next up we have literally probably the greatest game ever with the Sun Belt. Troy at App State. App State's 12.5-point favorites. I'm not sure Boone, North Carolina, is still standing after last weekend.
Game day is going to be electric.
It's going to be wild. Like I don't know how we used to really be Pac-12. You know, we used to just – and everybody hated them. Dude, I'm on the Sun Belt right now, man. I think that this is a conference that is on the rise.
Not there yet.
And that's fine.
I'm not there yet.
I'm not saying that they're the greatest conference, but I'm saying, look, man, you look at the schools that they have in here, they're all just seem to be on the rise.
They compete.
And it's going to end up being like I think App State and Coastal Carolina have the potential to be a really, really good rivalry if they can play it to that.
Yeah. Who knows what Coastal is going to end up being, though. Can they sustain what they've been doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because App State's proven it. Like,
yeah.
They've always been kind of relevant. They always compete in the big games. They don't win a ton of them, but they're always like, App State's on the schedule, you're kind of worried.
Yeah.
I'm going to go App State.
Yeah, dude, I'm going App State in this one too. We've seen Troy. weren't awful, but weren't great.
No, they shouldn't be able to keep up.
I like Chase Bryce in this one.
We'll see how well they can.
I mean,
rebound. Like,
I don't think App State covers.
I think they cover,
but they're riding it high.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a 10-point ball game.
I think they win it going away.
All right, next up, we got a very interesting matchup, in my opinion. Vanderbilt at Northern Illinois. Northern Illinois is 2.5-point favorites. Who you got in this one?
Against my better judgment, I'm going to go with Vanderbilt.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about Vanderbilt. I was like, oh, my God, Vanderbilt scored 61 points in a game.
Maybe they just struggle at home.
I think really what it is, Hawaii's the worst football team ever assembled. Michigan could have hung 100 on them last week if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt's not that good.
No, but
I'm going NIU.
Oh, fair.
With the points.
Okay. I think Vandy's going to get it done.
Next up, we got a pretty decent matchup on paper. Penn State going on the road to Jordan-Hare playing Auburn. Penn State's 3-point favorites on the road. Who are you taking in this one?
I'm going Penn State. I don't trust Auburn under Brian Harsin. Took them a while to get going. I don't think TJ Finley's the guy at quarterback for Auburn. They're in shambles, I think. I think Brian Hartson's going to be on his way out as this season progresses, especially with the firing of the AD.
Like, yeah.
He's on his way out. He's got to make a good impression to any of the number of candidates that's out there. Penn State's established. They know who they are under James Franklin. I think Penn State wins by at least 10 points.
Against my better judgment, just because, listen, dude, we talk about Fayetteville a lot and crazy things happening. Dude, some wild stuff happens in Jordan-Hare.
All the time.
And so for that reason alone, I'm going Auburn in a wild finish.
Okay. I definitely see it happening, but
I think that Auburn will either win in a wild fashion or Penn State's going to run them out of the stadium.
The one thing that benefits Penn State is they opened up on that Thursday night in Purdue. And I'm not saying Purdue is Jordan-Hare at all, but they've been in a hostile environment now. They know how to handle it. They know what to expect more. I don't think it's going to rattle them as much as it would have being the first big road test of the season.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. All right, next up on the list, we got our two favorite teams in the world. Mississippi State going to Death Valley, take on LSU. Mississippi State's 2-point favorites in this game. Who you got?
You know, my mind, like, just seeing this game on schedule, knowing we're going to pick it, my mind has just been telling me the whole time to take Mississippi State. Something's just telling me that they're going to win this football game. But I can't do it. I can't pick them. I got to go LSU.
Yeah.
What time is that kick?
I think it's late. I think it's 6.
If it's at night, 100% LSU. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's – because I think it kicks off after the Auburn and Penn State game, and that's at 2:30 on CBS.
Okay, give me LSU then. Easy. They're not going to lose at home at night.
Wow. Easy. You know, yeah, it's kicks off at 5 p.m. That's a weird kickoff time.
Yeah.
Okay. It's still going to be nighttime by the time. Yeah.
Second half will be a dark.
Yeah. So I think Will Rogers is really good. Thought he was really good in high school. He's really starting to come along. They went to the West Coast, and granted, they played Arizona. Now, I'm not going to talk crap about how crappy Arizona is, because at least we have a Power 5 team trying to schedule another Power 5 team.
They're bad, though. Did you watch any of that game?
Yeah, I did.
That quarterback.
Jay Delora.
God, what was he?
Yeah, on that interception throw. You know he's the quarterback Washington State last year.
Any pressure in this dude's, like, the pocket gets pushed at all, his first instinct is, let me run 10 yards backwards. And then flip the pocket and try and do something.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take Mississippi State in this one.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a dog fight.
I agree.
But it's just polar opposite offenses, I can tell you that. Now, next up, we got Michigan State at Washington. Washington's actually 3.5-point favorites in this one. I thought that was kind of weird and interesting.
Yeah, I don't get that one either.
Who are you taking in this one?
If you've listened to the show, you know I like Mel Tucker. I think he's a good coach. I'm going to go Michigan State.
Same reason I'm going Michigan State. I think Mel Tucker's going to, you know, have his guys ready to play. SMU at Maryland. Maryland's 3.5-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
Little brother still there?
I'm not sure. I think so.
Give me little brother.
I'm gonna go SMU in this one. Don't know why, but it just feels right. Maybe wrong.
Fair enough.
They're shelling out some old money too at SMU. They're getting some NIL deals.
Maryland's handing out that Under Armour money though.
Ooh. All right, we got Miami at A&M. A&M's 5.5-point favorites at home. Are they going to rebound this week?
I think they do. I think they rebound. That pissed them off. Like, they're not going to lay two eggs in a row. And you saw Miami struggle with Southern Miss for the better part of the entire first half. So, while I think Chris Ball's going to do okay, I don't think he's going to make Miami what Miami was. But they're not going to compete with A&M this week. They're catching them at a bad time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If A&M would have cruised last week,
yeah,
I'd feel a lot differently about this, but I still think they get it done.
Yeah, I'm going to go A&M in this one too. I do feel like A&M is going to come out with a statement, and Miami hasn't looked great.
No.
Purdue at Syracuse. At press time, this is an even line. It is a coin flip. It's a toss-up. Who are you taking?
I honestly don't know. Like, I thought Louisville was bad. Then they go, maybe UCF's bad. Like, but week to week, early in the year, you really can't look too much into it. Where's it at?
Syracuse. So it's going to be in the dome.
Give me the Boilermakers.
Ooh. Strictly because this is an even line toss-up game, and I have absolutely no clue.
I have no idea.
I'm going Syracuse.
Okay. Not mad at that.
All right, next up we got Kansas at Houston. Houston is a 10-point favorite in this game. I know Kansas is kind of, you know, rolling a little bit, 2-0 for the first time, maybe since 1945. Who are you taking in this one?
Full hat Dana Holgorsen really let me down this week, but they battled back, took the overtime. I want to take Kansas, but I can't. Give me the Cougs.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kansas in this one because not only do I think they'll win, I want them to win. Like, I want Kansas to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
And just
all
after,
in on Kansas football, huh?
Dude, after that Kansas fan took a shot at Nebraska, calling them a poverty program, I just can't get it out of my head. And it's like, where are we? What year is it?
It's a year where Kansas calls Nebraska a poverty program, and then the SEC – right now, you have to worry more about Mississippi State, Arkansas, Kentucky than you do
LSU,
and Auburn.
And A&M?
I'm not ready to go A&M yet, but I mean, what world are we living in?
Yeah. All right, we got Texas Tech at NC State. The Wolfpack's 10-point favorites in this game. Who are you taking?
You convinced me on Texas Tech. I'm not sold on NC State.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not at all. I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Yeah, I'm going Texas Tech in this one too. Just I'm not sold on Leary as a quarterback.
No.
He may be a good pro prospect, but you know, we've seen that with Mitchell Trubisky as well.
Exactly.
So, I think, you know, Texas Tech's going to come out, air the ball out a little bit better. And I think it's going to come down to special teams, and Texas Tech has pretty decent special teams. Last one in college football, we got UCF at Florida Atlantic. UCF, 9-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
I'm going to go. I know nothing about FAU. Just prefacing that one out there. I know JRP can't throw the football. So I hope Gus looked at the film and said, all right, we're going to have to be more run-oriented and just trust his legs, trust our backs. And I think they run the football more and they run over FAU.
Yeah, so I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to go UCF, because I think Gus now is going to see, hey, if we do throw the ball, we really have to establish the run, even with JRP. And then just let him make those intermediate throws.
Give him easy throws, warm him into it. He's not going to press the field.
Yeah, so I mean, I totally agree with that. That's all the college football picks for this week. We're going to get into the NFL a little bit. We got five games. Thursday night football, really interesting. I like this matchup. Chargers at Chiefs. Chiefs 4-point favorites in this one. Who are you taking?
I like the Chargers in it, but I'm going to go the Chiefs just strictly because, like, I think the Chargers have a really good football team and they're going to win a lot of games this year and hopefully make a playoff push. But you have to prove it before I can buy into it. Yeah, it looks good on paper, but prove you can win that big game and show me before I buy in on it. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do think that they're going to be a team to contend in the AFC. I think it's going to come down to three teams in the AFC, these two and the Bills. Ultimately, I do think the Bills are going to be the team that represents the AFC in the Super Bowl. I think this is their year.
Barring injuries.
Yes.
If they stay healthy, like, they've looked the best.
But I think this is where Justin Herbert, the Chargers, can actually prove, hey, we're here and we mean business and we're here to stay. I'm going Chargers in this game. Next up, we got Buccaneers at Saints. Bucs are a 3-point favorite on the road. You know I'm taking the Saints. Who you riding with?
Give me the Bucs.
Awful.
Brady, they can't score against New Orleans. They can't score against New Orleans, but I think they find a way. I don't.
That was such a contradicting statement. Like, I can't even.
They can't, but you don't know when Jameis is just going to throw it to the other team.
Hey, put some respect on my boy's name.
You don't.
Did you see him in the fourth quarter?
I did not.
Greatest football that man has ever played in his life.
You do, but you never know. You never know when he's just going to say, okay, we're just letting it fly today. I don't care who catches it. Somebody's going to catch it, though.
All right, so let me tell you what happened. At some point in the fourth quarter, you could see Jameis kind of like limping a little bit. Maybe not limping, but you could tell he wasn't 100%. Something was tweaked a little bit. Take him into the tent. I don't know what the hell was said in this tent or what they gave him. But, I mean, we're down 16 points. And my man just come out looking like Superman. 4 plays, touchdown, we're back in it.
I mean, he's got all the potential in the world to be that.
And, I mean, dude just kept feeding Michael Thomas. And then, oh, we're bringing the safety over top to help cover Michael Thomas. And then, oh, I'm finding the dude across the middle.
Yeah.
Making the reads. Just played lights out in the fourth quarter all the way around.
Yeah. I don't doubt his ability on the field at all. Like,
you just doubt his decision-making sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And he's just an odd character. Yeah, I'll just leave it at that. He's one of a kind.
He is one funny dude without even trying. All right, next up we got Dolphins at Ravens. Ravens 3.5-point favorites in this game. Dolphins coming off a pretty big win. Who are you taking in this one?
I have Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews on my fantasy team. I hope it's a shootout, but put some respect onto his name. I like Mike McDaniel down in Miami. I think they're going to do some good things this year, finish second in that division, get in the playoffs.
Okay, I do. I'm not completely sold on Tua. I'm picking the Dolphins for one reason and one reason only. Jalen Waddle's touchdown celebration.
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
And plus, the Ravens really struggle with the Jets.
Yeah.
So.
That's, you know, if you want to get technical, that could be a reason. Next up, we got Vikings at Eagles. Eagles, 2-point favorites in this game. I want to say this is Monday Night Football game.
It is.
One of the two.
It's a late one.
This has potential to be a really good game. Who are you taking in this one? What are you looking for? Does Justin Jefferson go off again?
Yes, the pass defense for the Eagles was not ideal against the Lions. I think Justin Jefferson's going to go off. But something's just telling me to take the connection of Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and the boys from Philly, Nick Sirianni at the helm, some dogs. He wants that dog mentality. I think the dog mentality comes out on Monday Night Football and they get a big win. And with that going out, like, they have a chance to really cement themselves as the team in the NFC East.
Yeah. Everything's telling me to pick the Vikings. Like, the Vikings look good. Kirk Cousins is honestly not that terrible of a quarterback that people think. I think that's a quarterback people should put respect on. Justin Jefferson, he is a dog. Very good wide receiver. But I don't know, man. This whole A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts thing they got going on. And I think it's going to get Devontae Smith involved a little bit more this week. Because, you know,
nothing. A.J.'s going to get a lot of attention.
So, I'm going Eagles in this one, too.
Yeah. And plus, Kirk Cousins does deserve respect, just not in prime time.
That's a good point. I'll accept that. I will. That's a good point. I'll have it.
Prime time, he disappears a little bit.
All right. Lastly, we were kind of just tossing up games with very close spreads. Commanders at Lions. Lions 2-point favorites in this game. Who are you taking?
Give us the kneecaps and ankles. We're going to bottom off. Go, and the Lions are going to win.
You know, I think Carson Wentz looked pretty good down the stretch last week. Scary Terry looked pretty good, too.
Over 300 yards, 4 touchdowns.
I'm going to go Commanders in this one.
Okay.
Mainly because I think both teams are kind of dog crap. And
now that you've gotten into soccer real big time, you're going to pull for the Commies now.
That's a funny joke, man. I'm not sold on the Lions.
Me neither.
Like, I know the team that always gets Hard Knocks, I've done this in the past too. You start rooting for them a little bit.
You do.
Want them because you feel like you were there with them.
In the words of the Kansas fan, they're just a poverty program.
Yeah. And that's why they're on TV.
Because if you're doing it right, they're not letting you in the building to see anything.
All right, so that's all the picks for this weekend. Had a pretty decent week last week. Even you did. I know you went 10-10, but
it's a long season.
It is. And I brought the marker board out. Don't have a marker anymore. Don't know what happened to it in the movie.
I'll bring you some. There's like 50 in my classroom.
So we can keep up with it better on the whiteboard.
For some reason, they thought we needed like 7 boxes of Expo markers per classroom.
Hey, man. I'm just glad that my tax dollars could help fund the marker. So if you want to bring one, I would, you know, I'll accept that.
I'll give you some return on your investment.
All right. So anything you want to add before we get out of here?
Nothing off the top of my head.
Nothing off the dome.
Logan, Texas earlier said Loves is a mid-tier truck stop.
Listen,
that's just not true.
Your boy's going on a road trip this weekend.
Buy stock in the Loves.
Yeah. So when you see the Loves ticker just keep going up, just Chandler's at the damn gas station. Oh, they stopped again.
Oh, man.
All right. So I got one thing I'm going to ask you. Geno Smith played lights out last night as far as, you know, Geno Smith could. In his last 9 starts, Geno Smith is 9-0 against the spread. Has not lost against the spread. Has not lost against it since early 2010s. Early to mid 2010s. What was the number one song in the country the last time Geno Smith lost against the spread in a start?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can you give me a you don't have to give me the year.
You were in high school.
So it's got to be.
I want to say it was
13 to 16.
I want to say it was 15.
15.
If that helps you.
Number one song.
So that was one hint, and I'll give you 3 hints for your 3 guesses. Crisp $100 bill if you can guess it.
I bet. I have no idea. I don't even have guesses. Like, Post Malone song?
No. That's a good guess.
That's my first guess.
That's kind of when he was coming out.
Yeah.
That was around the time, I guess, White Iverson would have came out in 15, maybe 16. Do you know who introduced me to Post Malone?
No.
Hunter Eady.
Oh. Wow.
Is that not insane?
I would have never guessed that either. All right. So there's my first guess. I need another hint.
Let's see. Another hint without giving it away. Yeah, I didn't really think about giving hints. That would have been something I could have written down. You know,
there's a lot of songs, man. If I guess the artist, can I have 50?
No.
Well, I'm just going to see if I can get the artist.
That's... All right, okay, yeah.
I don't know names
of
songs.
But if you get the artist right, I'll tell you if you get the artist
right. Okay. So I have two more guesses. One Direction?
Not One Direction. But you're getting kind of warmer. It is a pop star, to say.
Final guess, just throwing it out there. Don't really know. Maybe a time frame, may not be. Who knows? Taylor Swift may have been going through something. Taylor Swift.
Holy shit, dude. All right, what song was it? What's the song? You got it. But one guess on the song, that's it.
Red.
No, Blank Space.
Damn it.
Dude. That was a good guess, man. The last time Geno Smith lost against the spread in a start, the number one song in the country was Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
God.
What a great song, first of all.
That would have been... Whew, I was way closer than I anticipated.
Yeah, because I really wanted to give you the hint, like, no, but a member of One Direction was fooling around with her.
Wouldn't have helped me at all.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, that was back before, you know, Harry started wearing girl clothes, so... Yeah,
fair.
You know,
would definitely
would have been a girl.
wouldn't have helped at all.
All right. Well, that's all we got for this this episode. Thanks for listening. Come back next week and see how we did. I'm going to whip your tail again in picks. Just going to throw that out there.
It would be the first season that you've ever won picks. So,
hey, that's the first time for everything.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, though.
All right. Thank you all so much.